Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I am Brandon Peoples, and I'm wearing gray today. Yes, I did wear purple. I had my K-State shirt on yesterday, but you guys didn't see that. Pleased to have President Richard Myers in studio here with us here from Kansas State University. One final time here before his retirement. Good to have you here, sir.
Thank you, Brandon. And in your defense, you do have a purple pen in your hand.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I mean, so he's got some purple going.
It's always nice to accessorize. I've never thought as a purple pin as an accessory, but appreciate you, trying to give him some humility here.
We may be reaching deep there on that one.
Maybe so.
This is my favorite pin that I own. Actually, it's from Morningstar Incorporated. They handed me these a few months ago at a thing I was covering. We are certainly pleased to have you in here in studio with us here this morning, and there's been a lot of news going on here. We got a new K-State president, which we're going to talk about here, and who's going to be succeeding you. But we're going to start things off just a little differently here. We got the news yesterday, of course, about Senator Bob Dole passing away at the age of 98, and just wanted to kind of get your thoughts on his legacy here in the state of Kansas, one of the most prominent men here of our lifetime, for sure.
Well, I think it's hard to overstate his contribution to this country and to the state of Kansas. For that generation that went off to war in World War II and then came back, and in his case, badly wounded, 3 years in a hospital, and then made the kind of contributions he did to our society. I mean, he is an American hero. And there were a lot of that generation that did the same thing, that went to war, saw the ugliness of war, came back to the United States, shook it off, got their education, and changed our country. And he did it in so many positive ways and was such a positive role model for those that want to get into politics today to see how you can do that and still be civil and still get things done. He was just a terrific role model. My father-in-law, Clarence Rupp, was a legislative director at the Farm Bureau, knew Senator Dole. And when I was stationed at the Pentagon, they all came back to Washington. We had a nice lunch with Senator Dole in the Capitol. And he's been a supporter ever since. And just a very personable, caring individual. Cared a lot about this state, of course, as everybody knows. But it's a big loss, and I think people across the state probably feel that loss on a personal level, even those that didn't know him, because he represented Kansas, our values, in a way that not many do.
And you had the pleasure of knowing him. What was your relationship like with him?
Well, it was, he was just very supportive of me, and I'd like to think I was supportive of things that he cared about as well. The one story I'll never forget, and of course he had a lot to do with the World War II memorial that's now on the National Mall. And this was, of course, several years ago, many years ago, when they'd bring these honor flights back to Washington. And one of the places these honored flights would go with World War II veterans was to the World War II memorial. And he insisted on going down there and standing and shaking hands of all those veterans that would come back, to the point where, as he was shaking hands, he'd be bleeding from his hands. They were tender, and after you shake so many hands, and you're, at an advanced age, it would cause some bleeding. His back was hurting him horrifically. He never grimaced. He just stood there and shook hands and showed his appreciation for people's service to this country. That was Bob Dole. He was tough, tough in the way that you want to be tough, even though he was hurting himself. And it was all about others. He was selfless, I think, in that regard.
Tremendous loss, but yes. Wonderful life celebrated here, 98 years, and certainly can't be overstated his contributions to the state of Kansas. We talk about him, and we talk about what's going on here at Kansas State University. A lot of transition happening at this time. We're coming up on graduation, of course, as well. And What are the emotions you're going through right now here as you're phasing out at the university?
Well, my emotions changed dramatically on Thursday morning when I had a chance to meet our new president. In 10 or 15 minutes with him, it was pretty clear that he was going to be a really good fit, as they say, for our community, for Kansas State University, for the state of Kansas, and bring some really great skills and talent and leadership to our university. And at that moment, I relaxed a little bit. I had no idea who it was going to be until that morning, and got to meet him right before the announcement. I think, Brennan, you were there for all that. Mm-hmm. So my emotions are, we're in good hands. Let's finish strong throughout this year and until the middle of February when I leave and he shows up. He'll be around, by the way. He's coming to a basketball game in January. He'll be at the bowl game. He's coming. He and his wife, Sally, will be back here this month to check some things out on campus. So he'll have a chance to interact with a lot of folks around the community, and that's a priority with him. He's already making his list of people he wants to meet. So we're just delighted that Richard Linton is going to be our next president, Dr. Richard Linton. I think he goes by Rich.
Okay. I was able to get a photo of you, him, and Willie the Wildcat this past Thursday, and it's one of my favorite photos I took that day. It was just really neat to see. He was high-fiving Willie, yep. And then you're in the background there, and it was just kind of a neat moment.
Yeah, it was. I think that morning was, as you would hope it would be, very warm in the sense that people were genuinely happy for what was going on, what was happening. Hats off to the search committee. It was a large search committee from folks around this community and a little bit further reaching. Senator Pat Roberts was on that committee for doing all those interviews and coming up with names to forward to the Kansas Board of Regents. And hats off to the Kansas Board of Regents for deciding on Rich. And, of course, Carl Ice, one of our community members, was the search committee chair, also a member of the Board of Regents, and he played a key role in all of this. So it was just one of those mornings that felt really good. And it felt good through the reception, and then we had lunch with all the senior administrators and a couple of the deans. And it was really, really nice. Just a really nice lunch. And lots of conversation back and forth.
Yeah. So over the next couple months here, he's going to start on the 14th of February. Your last day will be
the 11th.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the 11th. So in the next couple months, I guess, what's kind of the communication the two of you will have here?
Well, it's already started. So my assistant, Dana Hastings, is coordinating his schedule when he's back on campus. So the next time we'll get together in person will be Thursday, I think it's the 16th of this month, when he and his wife Sally will come back to Manhattan. They'll have several meetings with folks on campus. Of course, his wife Sally would like to take a look at the residence that they're going to move into. And so Mary Jo and I will host him there at the house for some period of time, and then he'll have other appointments. But the interaction is anything he wants to make this transition smoother, better, more effective, more productive, we're going to do that. And the communication's already started. We're already texting, emailing, and so forth. So,
all right. Well, very good. Well, it's nice to hear. We have the transition well underway, and sounds like a nice handoff from your presidency to his presidency coming up. We're going to take a quick timeout. We'll have more with Kansas State University President Richard Myers in a moment here on News Radio KMAN.